You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. We talk a lot about really exciting things in the world of plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery procedures. But one procedure in particular happens to interest many, many, many folks. And the procedure that I'd like to talk about today is CoolSculpting. Now, many of you have most likely heard of it. Many of you may have already had it done or know someone who's had it done. But the nuances nowadays of CoolSculpting happen to be more exciting than ever. And the reason behind that is this. Back in 2009, the FDA basically said that this procedure, where you can literally freeze fat and make that fat permanently go away from zones of your body, was an incredible discovery. And since then, CoolSculpting has become something that I still think people don't believe can really work. And unfortunately, it may prevent people from getting a very simplistic procedure performed on areas that you're having difficulty getting rid of with regular old diet and exercise. And to be perfectly blunt and honest, at first, I never thought that this could possibly work either. And I wanted to demonstrate it out myself to make sure before I really got too involved with it back in 2009, 2010. So we demonstrated that it actually does work. Now, the concept is very basic and simple. The science behind it is not. It took years to develop an actual system where an applicator could be placed on your abdomen, your love handles, your thigh, your knee, your underneath your chin where your neck has maybe that double chin area. You name the area, and we now have applicators that can fit that zone. So basically, when we started to first look into this, we said, okay, let's pick an area that you know, regardless of diet, regardless of exercise, it's never going away. And many times that happens to be an area like the lower abdomen. So right beneath where the belly button is, and a lot of women that have a little C-section scar, that zone between the C-section scar and the belly button is a very difficult place for a lot of women to get rid of that little pocket of fat. And regardless of how great in shape they may be or how lean they can be in terms of their body fat, that happens to be a zone that's just very, very difficult to get rid of. So we demonstrated this way back in 2009, 2010, that by applying this applicator literally one time, you could get rid of that pocket of fat permanently. Now, since that time, here's what's really exciting and new about CoolSculpting. The concept is still the same. It's still going to cause specifically just fat cells to be killed permanently. And that's what was so incredibly interesting about the science, was that you could literally apply this applicator almost anywhere, like I just mentioned, and it's going to leave the skin alone. It's going to leave the muscle alone. It's not going to do anything to any of these other structures. It's solely going to be looking and going after the fat to freeze. Now, The interesting thing about it this day and age is that these new applicators can be applied to all different areas, and you as the patient can literally be the captain of the ship. Because what ends up happening is many, many, many times a patient will just really want to have an area decreased in overall girth and size. And once that area has been reduced, they're very pleased. But let's say another 6 months or a year go by and they go, you know what? My abdomen now looks so much better after that Cool Sculpting. Let me address my thighs. And then they can come back and do their thighs. Let's say they're now looking at their arms and they go, you know what? My arms and my abdomen look so good. How about if I like whittle down my arm? And that's literally how this Cool Sculpting has taken off, is that it's allowing patients to use it just like you would use any other kind of a self-driven motivational thing. Let's say, for instance, you're going to the gym and you're working on your abs a lot and the abs start really looking great. But now you want to start doing something with your biceps. So again, the concept here is that we can literally fine-tune this Cool Sculpting procedure to fit exactly what you're looking to do. And I'm going to give you the range of patients right now that come in. We have people that are literally looking to just basically look better in their clothing. They want to debulk areas and make their outfits look better on them. And this is men or women. And that's all they're really looking to do. They're not really looking for a beach body necessarily. They're just basically trying to whittle down some areas of fat. And they may be on a diet and exercise regimen, but they just want to kickstart this and make themselves look better quicker. That's, you know, patient number one, let's say. And that basically can be from that patient all the way to the opposite end of the spectrum, where you have someone who's a marathon runner and they're in phenomenal shape. And they have like a body fat that's so ridiculously low that it's incredible, but they still have a pocket of fat on their outer thigh that they just can't get rid of. Now, the thing that's in common with both of those patients is that they want something to be done completely non-surgical. Completely non-surgical. So they can literally come in, get it done almost like they're coming to get their hair cut, or they're coming in to get a facial, or they're coming to the salon to get some sort of a treatment. And that's how Cool Sculpting has manifested itself into the general population, where you honestly can use it to benefit everything that you're trying to achieve in your personal look, your personal goals, and just to kickstart an overall health regimen. So again, for everyone listening who may not have dabbled in this Cool Sculpting escapades or have even looked into it, definitely if there is a pocket of fat somewhere on your body that you really are having a difficult time getting rid of, we offer a lot of different solutions to get rid of it. But I do want to recommend that you look into Cool Sculpting, because it is a way of just educating yourself in things that may be very, very, very uncomfortable for you to deal with. And what I mean by uncomfortable is many times I'll see patients in consultation and they're really looking to get some sort of a kickstart in making themselves feel better about their appearance. Now, many times it could be things like facial anatomy stuff, like a rhinoplasty, because they think their nose is too big, or excess skin on their eyelids. So that's an eyelid lift. But many times it really goes back to unwanted pockets of fat that they may have had their whole life, or they may have gotten after pregnancies, or in men, it could just be that they've developed a female appearance to their chest over the years. They may have gained some weight, and the weight accumulated around their chest area, and now they're very uncomfortable taking their shirt off at a pool or in the summer on the beach, or just the way they look in a tight t-shirt may be something that these men are very, and it could be you, are very uncomfortable with. Well, this is an opportunity to really come in and talk about something that's non-surgical, requires no downtime, and basically, it's going to improve your overall appearance in that area. Now, everyone's different. Some patients may have a tremendous amount of fat in a certain area, and they come in many times and talk about CoolSculpting, but it may not be the most cost-efficient way to handle something like that. They may need to do other things to get that amount of fat to go away in a timely period. And again, that's why you want to come to an office like Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery or other offices that offer a multitude of ways to address any situation, but in particular, getting rid of unwanted pockets of fat. But in this particular podcast, I really wanted to highlight the idea that this day and age, if you're walking around being upset and discouraged, that regardless of all the time and effort that you may be spending in trying to get rid of, you know, specific pockets of fat, this may be something to really look into, because it does require a minimal amount of time here in the office. It's going to take 35 minutes to do this procedure. And it just may be a very eye-opening education to just hear more about it. So, this is CoolSculpting in 2020. It's not something that was just invented. It's been around since, you know, 2009. So it's been around a while, and we know that it works. It's not like we're, you know, demonstrating it out. It's not like we're trying to experiment on someone. We know that we could isolate pockets of fat and literally freeze that fat to such a degree that they will go away permanently. This is Dr. Stephen Davis, and you're listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.